concerned about is martial law and how good it is and how wonderful it is to give up our freedoms, to set aside our Constitution for a military form of government. Bush has set up NORTHCOM. I mean, the last couple months, from Virginia to California, we've got the local newscast where the military openly trains to confiscate our guns, and the police train with the military, and they call us the rebels. Oh, we're going out and confiscating the firearms of the rebels, and they admit it's for here in America. So they gear all of this up, build this huge structure, and then don't fix the levees. And then the one area that was having construction done on it, and it is coming out in reports that people did report explosions. I don't want to believe this again, folks, but people say, well, it makes Bush look bad. I mean, most people, and I was just talking to Paul Craig Roberts during the break, most people I talk to, even people that have disagreed with me in the past, are now telling me they think the government or elements of the government are behind this. And during the break, I was talking to Paul Craig Roberts, and he said, well, a lot of my readers are saying this. And I said, well, Paul, you don't really believe that, do you? And he goes, well, they've got a new precedent to use troops on us. So, I mean, now Paul Craig Roberts is getting, at least it sounds like, more radical than I am. I mean, because it's so obvious, folks. I mean, it just, regardless, they held back rescue workers and firemen and police that wanted to go in and save people for days and days and days. FEMA just moves in and sits down on their big hind ends and does nothing. Ordered out of chaos is what they're doing. And we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts for the rest of this hour and taking some of your calls. Impeach Bush Now Before More Die is his column. We have it up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's also available at LouRockwell.com, other areas. And it's just unbelievable. So we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts, who was the number two in the Treasury Department, Deputy Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. And he's been very outspoken about Bush. I mean, Bush is not a conservative. He's not even a liberal. He is a fascistic control freak, puppet of very corrupt corporate interests. But again, real fast, Kevin Smith, you got this clip you want to play from Meet the Press. Play it real fast. First, set it up for us.
Okay, this is the Jefferson Parish president. His name is Aaron Bouchard, and his interview followed Comrade Chertoff. And initially in his interview, he had a list. He kept looking down and reading it. FEMA needs more money. FEMA needs more control. And then he broke from the script and got very emotional, and is basically his headline quote is, "We've been abandoned by our own country," in tears. But here's the clip for you, Alex. Listen to what he says FEMA did.
Go ahead.
Almost a week out. Let me give you just three quick examples. We had Walmart deliver trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. They cut them without notice. Our sheriff, Harry Lee, goes back in, he reconnects the line, he posts armed guards on our line and says, no one's getting near these lines. Sheriff Harry Lee said that if American government would have responded like Walmart has responded, we wouldn't be in this crisis. But I want to thank Governor Blanco for all she's done and all the leadership. She sent in the National Guard. I just repaired a breach on my side of the 17th Street Canal that the Secretary didn't foresee, a 300-foot breach. I just completed it yesterday with convoys of National Guard and local parish workers and levee board people. It took us 2.5 days working 24/7. I just closed it. I'm telling you, most importantly, I want to thank my public employees that have worked 24/7, that burn out, the doctors, the nurses. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in the St. Bernard nursing home, and every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And he said, yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned on Friday night. She drowned on Friday night.
Kevin?
Nobody's coming to get us.
Kevin?
Nobody's coming.
All right, put him him on hold. I don't want Paul Kurt Roberts to have to hold much longer, but that I've taped dozens of such clips myself. Kevin, be sure and bring that to the TV show tomorrow night. We're going to play that. Folks, for those that don't understand, did you hear that? FEMA cut the emergency lines. They don't want anyone else having any control or helping anyone. FEMA said no to the Coast Guard's fuel. This is the city council president. This is the equivalent of the mayor of that town. They do. It's about control. It's about making it bad to make everybody look bad so then they can fix everything and go, look, we saved you. Folks, I have congressional hearings from the 80s when it came out that FEMA's built concentration camps.